KQED.
Governor Brown's administration has now put a price tag on its major new water plan, $24 billion for a pair of tunnels in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Officials say Californians would be buying a more reliable water supply, but there are questions about who benefits the most. KQED science reporter Lauren Sommer explains.
Sometimes making the case for a big infrastructure project is obvious. California's $68 billion high-speed rail project, it goes from San Francisco to L.A. in 2.5 hours. Building water tunnels in a little-known part of the state, not so easy.
People think that state water is about some farmers in the valley and just Southern California.
California Natural Resources Secretary John Laird brought his case to the capital of high tech.
The Silicon Valley relies overwhelmingly on Delta water, and the economy of the Silicon Valley is tied to whatever the direction is of the state water project.
The problem is at the hub of the state's water supply, the Delta. Its ecosystem is in free fall, and a major earthquake could shut the water system down. The state's proposed fix, two massive water tunnels, would be largely paid for by water districts, but the state and federal government would be on the hook for the rest, to the tune of several billion dollars.
It's funny that Governor Brown, the biggest proponent of the tunnels, said it's time for California to live within its means because this would do exactly the opposite.
Adam Scow of the environmental advocacy group Food and Water Watch says it's largely agricultural interests that would benefit from the project, since farming uses about 80% of the state's water supply. The Santa Clara Valley Water District in Silicon Valley estimates its customers would pay an extra $60 a year to cover the tunnel costs. The state is expected to take public comments on the plan in October. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Sommer.